Now turn to part two. Questions 8 to 13. You will hear a radio interview with an ice skater called Richie Kirk, who is taking part in a TV competition called Skating Superstars. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Today my guest is ice skater Richie Kirk, who's taking part in the latest TV series of Skating Superstars. Richie, it's week four of the live shows and you're doing great. Did you start training for Skating Superstars ages ago?
Not exactly. I agreed to do the programme last October, but had to keep it a secret. Normally training starts in December, 3 months before the first show, but I was busy, so it wasn't till New Year's Day I had my first practice.
You look very confident when you're skating on the TV show. Do you feel confident too?
Not really. When I've skated in other sports events, there's been a smaller audience there, and I haven't really felt nervous. But doing a show on TV is a whole new thing. I'm certainly feeling the nerves. I keep cool by thinking about all the times when I was a kid skating with my friends. I tell myself, I did it then, I can do it now.
How do you keep fit generally?
I've always worked out at the gym to keep fit, and I run regularly. I'm having trouble sleeping at night, though. I'm going through my dance moves in my head all the time. It's silly because we practice 4 hours a day, so I've got nothing to worry about, really.
Have you ever hurt yourself during training?
I haven't really hurt myself, you know, like broken a leg, but I do slip up on the ice every day. That's quite normal. I mean, we're learning new steps. Obviously, they take time to get right. But when I fall over, I always try to do it safely so I don't hurt my skating partner. That'd be awful.
And what about the judges on the show?
Lots of their comments can sound a bit nasty, but if they only ever said positive things, I wouldn't know how to improve. I always try to understand what they're saying if they give me advice and work on those things.
Some people say you'll win the competition.
Well, winning would be amazing, but I won't mind if someone who's better beats me. I'm keen to do as well as I can, of course, and I'd be disappointed if I didn't manage that. But that may or may not mean that I'll win. Who knows?
Thanks, Richie.
Now listen again.
Today my guest is ice skater Richie Kirk, who's taking part in the latest TV series of Skating Superstars. Richie, it's week four of the live shows and you're doing great. Did you start training for Skating Superstars ages ago?
Not exactly. I agreed to do the programme last October, but had to keep it a secret. Normally training starts in December, 3 months before the first show, but I was busy, so it wasn't till New Year's Day I had my first practice.
You look very confident when you're skating on the TV show. Do you feel confident too?
Not really. When I've skated in other sports events, there's been a smaller audience there, and I haven't really felt nervous. But doing a show on TV is a whole new thing. I'm certainly feeling the nerves. I keep cool by thinking about all the times when I was a kid skating with my friends. I tell myself, I did it then, I can do it now.
How do you keep fit generally?
I've always worked out at the gym to keep fit, and I run regularly. I'm having trouble sleeping at night, though. I'm going through my dance moves in my head all the time. It's silly because we practice 4 hours a day, so I've got nothing to worry about, really.
Have you ever hurt yourself during training?
I haven't really hurt myself. You know, like broken a leg. But I do slip up on the ice every day. That's quite normal. I mean, we're learning new steps. Obviously, they take time to get right. But when I fall over, I always try to do it safely so I don't hurt my skating partner. That'd be awful.
And what about the judges on the show?
Lots of their comments can sound a bit nasty, but if they only ever said positive things, I wouldn't know how to improve. I always try to understand what they're saying if they give me advice and work on those things.
Some people say you'll win the competition.
Well, winning would be amazing, but I won't mind if someone who's better beats me. I'm keen to do as well as I can, of course, and I'd be disappointed if I didn't manage that. But that may or may not mean that I'll win. Who knows?
Thanks, Richie.
That is the end of part 2.